Hey, I'm Dani Simone, and this is By Dani Simone, a podcast all about bridal trends, biz, design, and more. This is my very first podcast, and I'm super excited to connect with you and start the conversation on bridal trends, design, all the things that make me obsessed with wedding dresses. Today is actually November 27th, so today is the day before Thanksgiving 2019, and right now, you might be traveling, you know, connecting with family, getting ready to celebrate the holiday. And I thought, you know, why not create the very first podcast, something I've wanted to do for a while. And if you check me out on Instagram, I'm at By Dani Simone. You can see what I've been posting lately. For the last couple of days, it's been all about back designs on wedding dresses. So again, I'm wedding dress obsessed. Like, that's super important that I let you know that right now. And because I'm wedding dress obsessed, I like the idea of sharing designers, sharing design elements, and of course sharing dresses and styling and things like that that really inspire me to create wedding dresses. And I love to share the trends and things that I'm seeing and you know, just post those sort of things. But I also thought, you know, well, why not have a podcast where we talk about those things and really talk about the designers who are out there making it happen, who are creating these gorgeous gowns and other wedding apparel, because some people are really not into dresses. Some people are into the jumpsuit or maybe the short dress and things like that. But talk about those designers who are making it happen, new, seasoned, whatever. And what better way to do that than to, you know, just have some episodes that I do on a regular basis that talk about that. So, like I said, today I'm talking about, this week is all about designs of wedding dresses that have beautiful back designs. And so, I've been posting really pretty back designs, unique things that I've been finding out there in the internet, on the internet and on Pinterest, where I spend most of my life. I do have the largest collection of bridal designer boards. And today I actually was posting about Miss Haley Page, who is with JLM Couture, and they have a lot of different beautiful lines. But Haley Page is like definitely taking the bridal world by storm. And I absolutely love her story, not just because of her beautiful wedding dresses, which we'll talk about in a second, but also because of, you know, the backstory on her and how she got to where she is. So today's podcast actually is going to be more about Haley Page, but then also a little bit more about her gowns and designs and things like that. So right now, if you look on my Instagram, you'll see that I've actually gotten some, you know, interaction with both Haley and JLM Couture, which has me like, you know, that's exciting. It's super exciting for people to see, you know, the things that you're sharing, especially the designers themselves, and to kind of give you a shout out. So today's been a great day. I did actually some sketching based on the inspiration from some of her dresses. And because of that, I decided, you know, let's talk about Haley Page. Let's talk about her story. Let's talk about what she does and what it really means. So first of all, let me give you a quick background on me and then why her story and what she does resonates so much with me. So I actually started my bridal design career not in bridal. After going to fashion school, I worked doing like activewear, denim, loungewear, actually cut and sew knits, okay? And I worked for a company, or a few companies, but one company in particular I worked for in New York, and they basically had me designing a few different collections each season. And what we would do based on retailers that we sold to was make changes to those collections specific to the retailer. So it's basically like, imagine, let's say, I didn't really do t-shirts, but I'm just going to use t-shirts as an example. So imagine like I do like a short sleeve t-shirt, a cap sleeve t-shirt, and a long sleeve t-shirt. So it's three t-shirts, and I show it in like, you know, a few different colors, maybe some different embroideries, because I did a lot of embroidery design. And again, it's not for t-shirts specifically. I did embroidery design for different types of apparel. And like these days, I love applique work and embroidery design. I love to do that and to sketch them and stuff like that. But anyway, so you take those three t-shirts, and then based on the retailer, you might change the color, the fabrication, and then what the actual design is or the embroidery. And another job I held, it was similar where I was doing denim. So we did the same thing. We would have like maybe 15 plus different like denim silhouette bodies. We would change up the washes, do those sort of things. But then each retailer would say, okay, I love this. Let's make it with this thread color. And then I want a different embroidery. So I would just basically design tons and tons and tons of embroideries. And these would be like through CAD artwork. And the thing I noticed with Haley Page and why am I, you know, connecting these things together is, so a few years ago, I was thinking like, why don't people do that? You know, why don't people say, hey, you know, I know that brides are liking this particular silhouette. Let's go deep and let's give them what they want by designing lots and lots of versions of that, but use that same silhouette. In design, you actually save money on pattern making and things like that if you do stick with one design type at a time. And so, well, design type. So meaning like if I do like an A-line silhouette, if I do a bunch of A-line silhouette dresses, but then some have straps, some have, are strapless, some have long sleeves, some are deep cut, you know, things like that. I'm going to save money because all they have to do is change what the top looks like. And I think that's really cool and a really smart way to do it. And it seems like the people over at Haley Page, obviously the designer herself, as well as JLM Couture, they're pretty smart. They've picked up on this concept that really, really works well. So she's been known for her A-line dresses that have the asymmetrical layered tiers or ruffles. Brides are really clamoring for those sort of gowns. Like they absolutely love them. And with good reason. It's beautiful. It's romantic. It's floaty. And a time when people were doing, you know, a certain look, she came with that and it was fresh and it was new. And like, I think that's genius. I think it's absolutely genius. But then if you keep looking, you'll notice like you'll see that silhouette show up many, many different times in many different ways with different fabrics and different laces. And then, of course, like I said, this week, we're talking about back designs. And then you'll notice, wow, like look at the backs on here. Like these are really setting things apart, you know, choosing different appliques, choosing to add a sleeve with an open back, choosing to add choosing to add straps, some jewels and beads and appliques, like that really gives brides so many options. So I'm noticing also that, you know, some brides gravitate towards specific dress styles, but I see that they're updating every season, you know, their best dresses. And I love that concept. I think it's really smart. And I think that just because of that, that's why she's had so much great success, because she's true to her vision. She's true to her style, but she's also giving brides what they want, which is options. So you basically can have a more unique looking gown that people know it's like a Haley Page, but you have a more unique looking gown because there's so many options to choose from. And then like in terms of her story and what really inspires me about Haley Page, why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. Like, and it's funny because like, obviously when she's, you know, putting hearts and stuff on, they're her pictures, you know, I'm reposting her pictures to say, you know, I'm inspired by this, here's some trends, whatever. And she's putting hearts and showing love on her own stuff. And I'm over here like, oh my gosh, like she noticed this, whatever. But I'm inspired because I feel like her story was about a person who did not take no for an answer, you know, and who pressed forward and persevered. So I hope that I don't tell this story wrong, but this is just a short version. Basically, she worked for Priscilla of Boston, which ended up going out of business. She also started up a business with a friend, which was like a bridal accessory rental biz, but she really wanted to design dresses. And so she was emailing the folks at JLM Couture, or JLM International, I think it's called. That's what the full parent company is called. She was emailing them and saying, I want to design for you guys. And I don't want to mess up on the amount of time, but it wasn't like a week or 2 weeks. She like really committed to this and continuously emailed them and continuously like stayed in contact, letting them know, oh, I'm going to be designing for you guys. And somehow like that persistence paid off and they're like, all right, cool. Let's see what you got, you know? And somehow they, you know, came to agreement and decided to not just, you know, have her design for them, but design under her own label. And now she's added Blush by Hailey Page, Occasions by Hailey Page, several different basically lines under her name because her designs have done so well with brides. And again, with good reason. Like I said, I'm a custom wedding dress designer. But when it came to me designing my own dress, I literally would have just bought a Hailey Page dress. There were two dresses that I wanted. So one was a Hailey Page and one was the Waters dress. If you know Waters, you know, there's this one dress that everybody wanted. I can't remember what it's called, but it is beautiful. And so like, I was totally committed to the idea of purchasing these dresses because as a custom designer, you know, you think, oh, I must design my dress. I'm not like that. Like if I see something beautiful, that's basically what I want. And I wasn't about that life of like copying. So honestly, Hailey Page, her designs, you know, they spoke to me. They continue to speak to me. And that's why I'm featuring her today. So just wanted to have a quick chat about bridal trends and style and talk about the amazing Miss Hailey Page, who's also getting married, so soon to be Mrs. Can't wait to see what she wears. Definitely check me out on Instagram at By Dani Simone. You can check out the dresses that I've posted. Like I said, I've done a sketch today. Well, it's actually three, okay? Three that have inspired me from Hailey Page. They're all just the backs of dresses because that's what we're talking about this week. And I'll be sharing that soon. I'm just making a video, which I hope to upload to YouTube. We'll see how that works out. But you'll probably just see, you know, pics of the sketch and everything. So you can see what I came up with. And I'm excited that, you know, you guys came, stopped in and listened. So, I'll talk to you soon and have a great day. Bye.